somebody's got to do that. And so you need to be ready to do that.
Tom, what has this community been to you and your family? Look at how many years you spent here, your kids have been here. Let's talk in general about the community.
Well, maybe I'd ask Blake that question. You know, I'm sure I'm probably the only one in this room that can say the story this way, but I'm sure that I'm the only one that came here and thought they'd be here 3 years and then would be gone. Yeah. I wish I had a dollar for every time I'd heard someone say that's the way it happened for me as well. But we really did believe that. We thought we'd be here for a couple years and get some experience and move on. You know, I was a high school teacher when I came here, so I really thought I'd go back into a high school setting. And I don't know, maybe 28 years later, that still might happen. I don't know. But it's been a tremendous community, in my opinion, to raise a family. It's been a great opportunity for my wife and I to both work and feel comfortable raising our kids. I can still remember, I think back to those football teams of the 90s, and both Blake and Matt were just little guys. They were ball boys for Otterbein, and I had to explain to them what some of the words were that Keith used occasionally during practices, or I'd tell them to forget that word. You know, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful community to raise kids, and I don't think this community is one that everybody can feel comfortable in. But it sure was a good spot for us, and it's been home for us. And they'll always be, whether we're here or not, they'll always be a big piece of our hearts that'll be here in Big Rapids. And you know, I think I said to Pat Curry 2 years ago, have I made it yet? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, if I cross the line to where, after 25 years, that I'm considered a townie. And he goes, nah, you got a ways to go yet. I kind of feel like a townie at this point, good, bad, or indifferent, and for that I'm proud.
What sort of qualities in Coach America do you think super well in this kind of position?
Can I be honest? Well, first of all, she's resilient, and that'll be very important for her to hang in there, you know, one of the greatest qualities I think Carrie has is she's not afraid to tell you what she thinks, and that's a great quality, and I've seen it on the field, I've seen it in the dugout. I don't think her players always probably like it as much as I do, but I think in the long run that's really important, so I think that's a key thing. She's an incredibly hard worker, so in spite of what we're asking her to do, which probably is a little insurmountable in some respects, I have no qualms or questions that she'll get the job done. She's honest, and that's really important. You need to have honesty in this position. You need to tell people when they're doing a great job, and you need to let them know when they're not. And it doesn't have to be vocal, and it doesn't have to be out in public, but you still need to have those kinds of conversations. And I know that she won't back down from that. So maybe I should probably stop right there, huh?
Carrie, when you being an administrator in this fashion, something that you wanted to do for some time, or is it just a matter of the opportunity presenting itself?
I think it's the opportunity presenting itself. I'm a coach through and through, and will continue to be a coach, with that being my first priority. I think this is a good opportunity for me to see if my next life will include administration.
So are you just kind of looking at this as kind of a trial basis right now?
I'd say, yeah, it's a good way to characterize it as a trial basis to see, you know, not very many people get a trial run to see if this is something they want to do. You know, all I've known is coaching, and so to think about leaving that doesn't cross my mind right now, at least often. So to be able to do this as a trial run is a great opportunity. And it's an invaluable experience for me.
You have about a month or so to kind of pick
tailing them for a couple of years now. So,
incidentally, that might only take about 5 minutes. So,
so yeah, I mean, the next month we'll get into really the nuts and bolts of everything that he does. That he does do. And we've had many conversations over the last 14 years about not only what I do, but things beyond what I did. And so I started to get that general understanding, and probably over the last 2 years, I've really been on the tail and trying to be a part of the administrative side and seeing if that's something that's going to be in my future.
And Ed Shepard's here, and Jerry Scobey was running a staff meeting, was unable to be here, but I'd like to give them a little credit, because what they've asked me to do, and I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do this yet, but they've asked me between now and the end of the month to document as best I could some of the things that I do, and when I do them, and how I do them, and so on and so forth. So I give them credit for thinking about that, because there's so many things, as Carrie and I have often talked about, we spend so many minutes of our day as firefighters just putting out whatever it is that comes along, and so to document that's probably going to be helpful, hopefully to Carrie, and then hopefully to whoever follows in that role.
Carrie, can I touch on a little bit? How much does it, do you anticipate it'll impact your remaining in the coaching during this period of time?
Zero.
Zero.
No, that was certainly something I had to consider, because this is from now until about October 15th is my busiest time of the year. Some would say, well, what's wrong with what goes on in the season? Well, season sort of just happens to you sometimes. It's everything you do before that makes the season go. So it's something I had to give a great deal of thought about, make sure that all my bases, quote unquote, were covered in terms of being able to do what's expected of me and still maintain the priorities of the softball program. I sat down with Ed and Jerry, and while it's not an exhaustive list, I asked specifically, what are your expectations? What do you want my responsibilities to be? And they provided that guidance so that I know exactly where what their thoughts are on this transition position for me. So I'm comfortable with what we've come up with and what they expect from me, and comfortable that along with my volunteer coaching staff, that we'll be able to get done the softball part of the job.
And I'll go on record just to put the pressure on you. By saying that between the kids she's got here right now and the kids she's bringing in, one of my goals was that we'd win a national championship before I left, and obviously that's not going to happen. But I think she's bringing together a group of kids that could do just that, and I know she doesn't mind the pressure because. So, that's gonna be important too, and that will be important for her. Got a lot of illustrious people out here. Somebody's got to have a question, Tracy. You're very welcome. In fact, my wife said, can we still go to the games? And I said, well, we'll talk to Coles. He might be able to get us in. But, that has been very important to me to be able to help in any way that I could. There's a lot of those things that nobody will ever know about, and that doesn't matter, but you saying that type of thing, I mean, I can think of 3 a.m. in my house with a group of kids and just different things that happen over the years that nobody knows about nor needs to know about, but are pretty special and make me feel really good. Mike Mignano graduating in a master's program here a couple weeks ago, and when my own son graduated, that was pretty cool to have the two of them there hugging me and hugging each other. And we got a god-awful picture that we could share with that one, but it'll never go on anybody's internet, certainly. But those kinds of things are really, you know, what's pretty special. The time I spend with Dave and Terry out on the roads, I don't know why in the hell I do that, but just going out and talking about things and being able to get things off my chest, and thank goodness they're there, because I'd hate to think what I might have said to somebody if I didn't have it to bounce off of them first. So thank you guys for being there for that. But those are really the things that are pretty doggone special. So thanks for saying that. Jeff, I think you were next, and then Ed. Thank you, Jeff. That's awful kind of you to say those things. And it has been important that we be involved in the community. I mean, we're living here, and it's in our best interest to make this a better place. And I'd like to think that we have. And we're so reliant on this community and the businesses in the community in being able to interact You know, John's getting ready to go out and do his annual work with sponsorships and advertising and so forth, and we've benefited a lot from that. And you know, goodness knows where we would be without those dollars that we generate and the support that we generate. So it is a mutual opportunity for us both to help each other. But you know, this is a university, but in a small setting like this, it's tough to separate the two. And I know we've had a lot of folks over the years in and most of them are now out of here. Right, Dino? but there were some that none of us were sorry to see go. And they didn't really get that. And they didn't really understand how the university and the community were so intricately pieced together. And I think that's why they left, because they didn't get that. And I would hope that as we move forward, we never forget that, because we lived through some pretty dark days over the last 20 or so years because we had folks that didn't get that. And my prayer would be that the folks that are here today get that, because that is so critical to having anything be successful here in this town. And I'm not even a townie. Ed, you had a question or comment? Thanks. I'll probably come to you to see if we can get an extension on our driveway so she can be driving out as I'm driving in. Thank you for those words. That's nice of you to say that. And it is there's a lot of things that go on that everybody sees. And in the long run, those are things that can be quantified and you keep on websites, places. But my memories will be the things that don't fall into any of those categories. And the 3 a.m. meetings with student athletes, I won't miss this one, but the all-night sessions with the football committee as we try to decide who's the best 16 teams to put into the national champion, or 24 teams to put into the national championship race. You just do those things. And one of the things that always disappointed me was that it seemed like it was almost a marathon. You couldn't really involve yourself in what's going on right now because you had